This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Merriam-Webster released its Words of the Year today. At number six, the word the, or perhaps more accurately, the. The dictionary's website saw a spike in searches for the word in August after Ohio State tried to trademark the word's use on clothing. Here to discuss the entry and the word is Peter Sokolowski, the editor-at-large of Merriam-Webster. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
It's great to be with you.
So just how much did interest in the word the spike after OSU's trademark request?
It was a 500% increase in August that we saw, which is really significant to see a word that is one of the basic building blocks of the English language, one of the oldest words in the English language. The definite article, the or the, is usually not the subject of lots of curiosity because it seems to be kind of always there, you know, and quite stable. And yet, when words suddenly appear in the news, they often then appear in our data as lookups that people go from hearing the news or reading it, and they go straight to the dictionary.
Well, and something that is important here is the pronunciation of the word, the versus the. Can you help us understand how that typically works?
Well, typically, the is the way that we would pronounce it before a consonant sound, like the bell or the desk. And the usually is the way that we would pronounce it before a vowel sound, like the owl or the 11th. But there is another element there that we have this choice, as we do with a and a, of pronouncing it the or the for emphasis, the one and only, the best radio station, and that pronunciation gives you a sense of emphasis and importance, and that's an interesting and flexible part of these articles in the English language.
Well, and it's that emphasis that presumably led them to attempt to trademark the, as the Ohio State University is a little bit of a quirk of the school. You're an expert on the English language. What do you think? Should a school be able to trademark such a common word?
Well, there's a long precedent of the basically the common use of common words as being never the province of an individual. So, for example, there are other schools like the Catholic University of America, the College of William and Mary, the George Washington University. They all have the word the. But, you know, we speak from experience at Merriam-Webster. We lost the trademark rights to the name Webster exactly 100 years ago because it was determined that Webster was generically used simply to mean dictionary. So that was a Supreme Court case that established that generic use of a term, which could be a word like, you know, dumpster or escalator, which were formerly trademarked terms, generic use can turn a word from a trademark into a non-trademarked term. Going in the other direction strikes me as really going uphill. It's a really difficult thing to prove, the exclusive rights to a definite article in this case. And so I'm not surprised that they were denied that particular petition.
Looking beyond the to the rest of the list, a lot of the other words were political in nature, you know, quid pro quo, impeach, clemency. Is that typical or is that a change from previous years?
That's completely typical. That is the way that the dictionary is often used. In other words, we see it often as a prism through which we take in the news. The vocabulary can be the point of interest. In other words, maybe the word impeach or quid pro quo, those are not words we use in our everyday lives. They're not household words, especially terms that have a kind of legal significance. These are words that send people to the dictionary. And I notice in historical terms, especially words with Latin origins, that tend to be more legal, more medical, more technical.
Peter Sokolowski, thank you so much for talking with me today.
It's a treat. Thank you.